This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am so excited. I just can't tell you how happy I am this morning. It is just a wonderful day. We have a really fun show planned for you today. Lots of great information with an amazing guest that we're going to be interviewing today. And it's just a great day to be alive. It is just beautiful. The sun is shining out where we're at. I hope you have sunshine where you're at. That always makes me feel great. And we are just lots of things to look forward to for the rest of the year. We are winding up, wrapping up August in 2017. And what a year. Oh, my goodness. It has just flown by like an eagle. Let me tell you, it is just, and it's going to be, you know, ending here before we know it, getting ready to go into the last quarter of the year, the last third of the year. And where are you at with your business? How are your goals going? We talk about a lot of different things on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And every now and then I go into that business aspect. Actually, quite often I go into the business aspect and using your brain in business and having goals. And so now's about the time when you start kind of going in September, okay, I'm down to that last quarter. What am I going to accomplish and how am I doing on my goals for the year? So it's a great thing to revisit, great thing to start thinking about now. As I mentioned, we are going to have an amazing guest, and I want to always remind everyone when you're listening to the program, I want to remind you a few things. One is I want you to be comfortable. Your brain is going to just absorb so much more information, and the information is going to be retained within your brain so much better if you are in a comfortable position and if you are hydrated. So take advantages of the breaks. And when I run the commercial breaks, stand up, take a deep breath, roll your shoulders, do some hydration, drink that tea, that coffee, that ice water or the water, whatever it is that you have with you. You know, be sure to just revitalize those few seconds that we're out, and then you can come back and your brain can be back in the mode for listening to the information and taking in the knowledge. Of course, this is all, you know, assuming that you're listening to it when you're not in your mobile office. I know a lot of people who listen as a download later on in their mobile office as they're traveling. Great ways to keep our brains engaged as we're going down the road. The problem is that you can't get up and stretch, right? You can't do those things. So just do the deep breathing, maybe on the breaks, and revitalize your brain that way. All right. A couple things about what's coming up. We, in addition to the guests that we have lined up for the rest of the year, I want to remind everybody that we have some amazing webinars and amazing information that we'll be presenting during the last quarter of 2017 to all of the followers of Your Best Mind and Brain Lady Speaks. So stay in tap with the websites. Keep in contact with them. If you haven't already connected with me on social media, be sure to do that, because I'll be promoting a lot or informing people of a lot of the information, a lot of the things that we have coming up this for the rest of 2017 on those platforms. So stay connected with me. My business page is Your Best Mind Online. So it's Facebook, and if you look up Your Best Mind Online, that is what you will find. And I do a lot of – it's fun to be connected to that page anyways, because we do fun brain games and share fun videos and things like that. So great page to be connected to. But I'm also not one of those that like posts every hour of every day. So you promise you will not be inundated. If anything, you might not see me for a couple of days. Also, my fan page for Brain Lady Speaks or Brain Lady Speaker is Purple Brain Lady. So I'm sure if you can find me on Brain Lady Speaker or Brain Lady Speaks or Brain Lady Julie, but because that's the hashtag that I use a lot, Julie Brain Lady or Brain Lady Julie. Technically the page is Purple Brain Lady. So I'd love it if you connect with me and there as well. I'm at Brain Lady on Twitter, and LinkedIn is Brain Lady Julie. So connect with me on those sites and we'll just stay connected. You'll be able to see if I happen to be in your area speaking, because I do a lot of traveling for speaking. And if I happen to be in your area, come see me. Come see me and say hi. Reach out and say hi. All right. With that, we are going to be bringing on our guest here. I am really excited, and I'm excited because the title that she chose, our guest today chose, is an interesting title for me, because if you know me, you know I'm all about being positive. You know I'm all about positive thinking, positivity, just always, even just smiling and sharing those positive emotions and feelings with the world. And the topic, if you notice the topic, it's our guest is going to be talking about how positivity can actually be negative for you. I think I know the direction she's going to go, but it's very interesting. I'm intrigued to have her on the show. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our guest is Kindi Gill, and she has, in looking over her website and trying to narrow down an exact, her bio is just tremendous. So I'm just going to kind of read you a few of the amazing things that she has accomplished. She now has her business, Spark Expansion. And by the way, I want everybody to be sure, I always like telling people this, stay on till the end of the program. You want to listen at the end, because Kindi has some great things for us. That's when I'm going to talk about how you can connect with her. But she has done a lot of different things. She loves to inspire executives, leaders, business entrepreneurs, and parents, and watching them step into greater peace and fulfillment as they stretch and expand beyond their existing unconscious limitations. So she works with people and their brains and rewiring some of their thinking. Now, as you go down to the things that she has done in her life, I can't read it all, or it'd be the whole show, but she had she qualified as a chartered accountant in 1986. She took her problem-solving abilities to the corporate world and worked in corporate finance for a top 5 accountability firm in the UK. She worked on projects that required solutions and complex questions, so she's great at using her brain. In 1989, she became a finance director for a facilities management company that was riddled with commercial problems. And she was able to successfully turn those around from loss-making, cash-draining company into a thriving systems-based profit-based platform. Then she was appointed as CEO in 1997, responsible for 3,000 people of the company. They increased their turnover from $45 million, so they more than doubled it. Let me see, what else did she do? Then after she sold some of her organization in 2004, she put the rest into voluntary liquidation, and she left her corporate role because she felt empty and lacked purpose. So she then went into, in May of 2000, she then went into, I'm going to let her share the stories, into the work that she is doing now, and doing the Spark Expansion, helping people just really expand into their thinking and becoming more in their life and their business and their relationships. And that is when, let me see down here, she'll have to share with us the exact dates, but here within the last decade or so, she's been working as a facilitator of the self-empowering Dillian method. And we're going to find out a lot more about this particular method, what it means, how it can expand success in your life. Okay, that's enough of that, because I really, like I said, I could spend, she's got such a story to tell. And even things that have happened for her recently, but she has such a story to tell. I could keep going, but I would want for you to hear it in her words. So let me bring on Miss Kendi Gill. Sorry, Kendi, welcome to the program today.
Thank you for having me here, Julie.
Sorry about that. I was like, how can I read all of this information and get across what I want to the listeners so they understand just the power of experience that you have in your life that you are going to be able to be sharing with the listeners on the program today. So I hope I did okay in introducing. If there's anything else about your experience or your specific things that you think our listeners should know, please share that with us. So how are you doing this morning?
The only thing I would add, actually, Julie, to all those credentials which come about the professional life is the experiences that I've gained through being a mother, a wife, a woman that's running a household of five people. Because a lot of what I share as to why I'm using the Dalian method and what I'm doing for other people came about through the interactions at home and what wasn't working for us in the home place.
I love that. I love that. And that's a very important, actually, to me, it is the top importance. And I should have put more emphasis on that. I apologize. But every single success in every single aspect of your life is going to boil down at its very core, your relationships. Mm. And it's whether it's your relationships within your personal life or your relationships with your clients, your strategic partners, your business partners. If you don't have good, healthy relationships, then you're not having a satisfying life and your business and your life are not going to move forward in a positive way. So that's very true. And you had told me before we came live, you told me that you just recently celebrated your 30th wedding anniversary. Is that correct?
That's right. We just turned 30 years in August.
Isn't that awesome? My husband and I hit 30 last November. So we're really? Part of the 30 years together club.
Oh,
baby. Awesome. All right. Well, I always like, before I get into the core of the information that that my guests like to share, those who listen to the show on a regular basis, you know, I always like to ask in the beginning, what led you into the business or the work that you are doing now? So give me a little bit of your background in terms of what led you into the path of helping people with this methodology that you use?
Probably in a simplest way would be the fact that I think all of us, no matter how successful we are in life, are going to face our challenges. And then there comes a point where the challenges seem to be the sort that give you the impression that you've now got sort of not as much control over your life. And that's what was beginning to happen to me at the early part of sort of 2004 to 2006, just around those few couple of years. First of all, as you already shared with our audience, that I closed my business down, put some of it into voluntary liquidation, sold the rest of it. And then soon after that, my sister had a car accident and became paralyzed. And then 9 months or a year after that, we emigrated and moved to Canada, leaving behind my family, my friends, the whole structure, everything I knew about my old identity, and came to a new country where nobody really knew us. And those three episodes, those three events in my life started to feel like the old identity was falling apart and everything that I related to or kept me intact wasn't there anymore. And my faith in, you know, you can go out there, gung-ho, be positive, make things happen. Even that was beginning to fall apart when I saw my sister go through her car accident and become paralyzed. Because for me, it didn't make sense that anybody should have access to a body in a certain form. And then overnight, then you've only got access to less of it. None of that made sense to me. So my faith in God or the higher powers and that type of thing started to get questioned. And that's when my real introspection began. Wanting to understand why people go through adversity, wanting to understand what the purpose behind adversity is, wanting to understand whether there was anything more beyond the suffering. And that's what really nosedived me in the direction that I'm currently in and the work that I currently do.
Interesting. That is, it's such a great story. Sorry for your the family situation there. It's definitely when you have something like that come up, it definitely puts a wrench in the works, so to speak. So, but it's great to, sometimes it's those things. It's nice to hear you share your story of how you took that into growing, into growth, instead of going, you know, internal and depression and whatnot. You took it into a very positive area. So let's talk about that. Such an interesting topic that you sent us. Positivity being negative for you. So hopefully by the time we've gotten through this, the call, you'll be able to, well, all myself as well as all the listeners will be able to go, oh, I get it now. I get which direction she's going in with this, because I am, as I mentioned on the onset, I am a very positive person, and I believe very much in looking at that silver lining, no matter how dark that cloud is, because I deal with psychoneuroimmunology and the connection between your emotions and your immune system and whatnot. And it's also intricately connected. So why do you feel, let me ask you this. This is our first question we were going to talk about, is why do you feel we can go further than knowing about positivity, than just understanding what positivity is? Why do you feel we can go further than that?
Everything I'm sharing is actually from a place of experience. So it's based on the journey that I've been through. And so you referred to, it's a good thing that I saw the positive side and I made more of the experiences I was going through. But the truth is, I did actually go into a mild form of depression when my sister became so sick. And at the end of, and also at that time when we emigrated, our relationship, my husband and I, our relationship was probably at its worst, and we were very, very close to separating. So a combination of what had happened with her and then what was happening in my own immediate relationship meant that I did start to nosedive. I didn't end up on tablets or get formally diagnosed by anybody that I was depressed, but I knew that I wasn't functioning in the way that I had known myself to function. And I knew that there was a part of me that was just shutting down. And it was one afternoon when I got a message from the school that my 4.5-year-old hadn't been collected from school, that I realized that something serious was wrong, because I was the one that was supposed to go and pick her up and hadn't showed up. And that was the bolt of lightning that I needed to sort of say, okay, I am down. I'm very shut down. I feel very depressed. What is it that's driving this depression, and why have I become so negative now? And what is this negativity really supposed to be showing me? So if at that moment somebody had come to me and said to me, you really need to be positive and shake this off, and there's a better way of looking at life, honestly, I would have probably wanted to punch them in the face, because that wasn't my state. My state was the polar opposite, and I hadn't yet understood why it was that polar opposite. So for me, when we talk about positivity, I feel like sometimes we're talking about it in a way where we're not addressing that there is the other part that exists in us as human beings. And unless we learn to accept the other part of us that exists, we really can't be as whole as we want to, or as fulfilled as we dream of being, because we haven't integrated every aspect of ourselves inside us. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. So are we kind of thinking that if people are always putting on the positive and never facing just the realities, perhaps, that you're masking something, so you
That's
can't...
Right. Yeah, oh, okay. It's like putting cling film over a can of worms. You know that you're living through the can of worms, and you know that your own head is having a conversation that isn't particularly pleasant. It may be angry with itself. It might be shut down with life, or it might be bitter towards certain situations that have arisen, all of which might be factually absolutely warranting that type of a response from your brain. But then to say, okay, I'm now going to be positive about this instead, is like cheating yourself, because you haven't yet stopped to actually take stock of what's genuinely arising inside you. And the way that we work with people is we honor their state as it is and give it credence the way that it is, the thing that really needs to be figured out is, why is the head chatting in that negative way? And once we access the why and we can turn the story off there, then the head automatically becomes positive by nature, because we, as in our natural state, are capable of being loving, positive, optimistic, creative, grateful. All those traits are genetically ours to just claim, but they don't need to be worked at hard if we just silence the part that is genuinely negative and understand where it arose from.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. We're going to go out to our first commercial break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And then we're going to come back and we're going to find more about this very, very
brain
chemistry topic.
Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Well,
welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. All right, we are back with our amazing guest, Kendi Gill, and I am just loving the information that she's sending. And it all makes sense now. It all makes sense now with the way that we worded the topic for the day. So let's just get back into that. You had started talking about what you're doing with people now, Kendi, and how you are helping them. I just started to touch on that, and this leads right into that, the next question that we were going to discuss, and that is this Dillian method. So how are you able, and we're going to get into to what I love talking about, and that's actually the brain and using our thought processes and using different techniques and different things that we can do in our day-to-day life to either access more of our brain or rewire our thinking to help us achieving more. So tell us a little bit about this Dillian method and how is it able to help do this process, help to actually rewire the brain in a positive way.
So the Dillian method has been created by a mystic, which we're very, very fortunate to have her alive amongst us right now. Her name is Eliza Madadalian. And she had an awakening experience when she was 33 years old, which was sort of made about 30 odd years ago. And at that time, she had understood her own psyche intimately, both the negative and the positive aspect of her psyche, which means that all the aspects that contribute to the negative elements, like, for example, the insincerity that might exist, or the jealousy, or the anger, or the competition, or whatever these traits are that exist in most human beings, she had understood and seen firsthand in herself how that energy could be transmuted and changed to its polar opposite, because the polar opposite is our natural state. And when she had her awakening experience, soon after that, she began to experiment to see how she could help other people access their true nature, the truth of who they are, by not discounting what they're currently feeling and experiencing. And so what the Dalian method does is it takes you in your current form with whatever the emotions are that are running through you and with whatever the thought processes are that are running through you. And they're given an opportunity to be voiced and aired in total integrity. And as soon as they're voiced and aired throughout different parts of the body, what happens is there's a point at which we go deeper into our psyche and there's an understanding as to how those thoughts got created. Once we go into the how the thoughts got created, underneath that is the lesson that we were due to experience by that negative frame of mind that we're in. And once we see the lesson, we're then freed because consciousness comes forward and then displaces that negativity, and consciousness is the glue that holds all of us together, and that is always positive, grateful, optimistic. And so the change arises inside us spontaneously. We never have to work hard at becoming positive. We just naturally become that because the rewiring happens at the brain level through consciousness. And that's what the Dalian method is capable of doing. It's like light years ahead of where humanity is right now. But there's enough people amongst our humanity right now that are ready to be able to use something that is this profound and this unique in the world.
Amazing. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds incredibly intriguing. Tell us, why do these changes lead to gratitude and optimism? So as you're doing these rewirings, why is this the change that leads to these positive emotions?
Our true nature comes from consciousness, and our true nature is filled with love, filled with compassion, understanding, and a lot of resilience, and a lot of sort of almost like an unlimited amount of potential that can be unleashed through this, right? And so because that is our core nature, it's sitting inside us waiting to be tapped into anyway. And it never disappears. It's always inside us. And what happens is, as human beings, when our mind is chattering the way that it is, the mind is just acting as a cloud over that huge amount of sunshine that's sitting inside us. And so what we're doing with the Dalian method is just helping for the cloud to be displaced and moved out of the way, and for that sunshine that exists inside us just to burst forward. And once it bursts forward and breaks through, you can never lose it. It stays with you. And that's why the changes that are arising with this method are so permanent.
Interesting, interesting. So the next point, and this is what I really, you know, for my benefit is something, and I know what I share with individuals, but I'm really curious how you share it, because it goes back to that, the topic of, or the title of the show today, how positivity can be negative for you. So does negative have a purpose?
Yeah.
And what is that purpose then, as you see it through the work that you do?
Absolutely. The negative does have a purpose. That's how we see it. And the purpose is for us to be able to see the aspects of our mind that are creating separation, the aspects of our psyche that's driven by the ego that thinks it's separate to other human beings and is in survival mode, sort of competing, trying to thrive on its own. So the purpose of the negativity is to see that that is not you, and to see that the real you, the truth of you, is unified with every other human being. And the way that you get to experience that is by seeing that every aspect that you think exists in another human being that displeases you, that discourages you, that upsets you, that causes you to be triggered in one form or another, is actually a dormant aspect that also resides inside you too. And so I'll give you an example. For example, if I'm in an argument, say, with my husband, and I've got triggered over the fact that he might have said something to me, and that feels like suddenly he's not being loving, the truth is I would not be triggered at all if I had access to the truth of the fact that I am nothing but love, and that's my natural state. So if I had an awareness of that and had a direct experience of it, him saying anything outside of me wouldn't even bother me one slight little bit. However, in normal relationships, what's happening is somebody says something and we get triggered by it because it awakens a wound inside us. And that wound is always designed for us to see the part of us that hasn't yet become complete and whole. And once we've seen that aspect, the truth is, honestly, Julie, you get to a point where you're in the world, but hardly anything bugs you or bothers you, because your response is always full of compassion, because that's our natural state. But you can only access that if you've given the negative state a chance to be transformed, because energy can only be in one form at one moment in time. So if the negative exists, it can't suddenly become positive unless you give it a chance to be seen in its current true form first. And then once the understanding comes in, it automatically gets turned to its polar opposite.
Very interesting, because one of the things, and tell me if it's kind of along the same lines as what you're talking about, it feels to me like it is. Oftentimes I will tell people when they're in that moment where someone has done something or someone has said something that has caused a negative emotion in them personally, to kind of stop and ask yourself why. Why did this thing bother me so badly? You know, is something that they said, well, it offended me. Well, why did it offend you? Yeah. What's the internal thing wiring in your brain, your internal thinking that's taking place that is causing them or causing you to react this way? Because oftentimes, if I'm on the same page with you here, oftentimes it's our own wiring in our brain, our own little voices that our brain is listening to that cause us to react in a situation that really doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. That's their opinion, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's the way you're taking it based on something in your life. As you called it a trigger, you know, something in your life. Is that kind of along the same line of what you were saying?
Yeah. So what's happening in what your explanation there is that you're asking them to use their mind to explore more deeply inside them why the thought process or that conclusion or that belief was even there in the first place, right? And so once they've understood that it belongs to them, they can take more responsibility for it. Now, with what's happening with the Dalian method is it stops all that conversation having to happen with the head. And it just says, okay, you're in a foul mood, you're angry. So you're angry for a reason. So let that anger rise up first. And so that person is given an opportunity through very select points in the body, because the Dalian method is extremely scientific, and it's very, very precise as to the amount of time you spend at certain points of the body for the next level of transformation to arise. But I'll just give you an example. Say, for example, I was pissed off with my husband, right? So it would give me a chance to actually say, I'm annoyed with you, I'm angry with you, with the right tone, with the anger surfacing. Once I've been through various points of the body and I've expressed my anger in total authentic way, without trying to hide it or run away from it or pretend it doesn't exist, then immediately after certain points, what happens with the Dalian method is that you get to a place within your body that has all the history that you've lived for your entire lifetime. And in that history is the reason behind why you're angry. And that immediately surfaces by itself through the method. Once the reason surfaces, then the method takes you to the third eye for you to see what that reason is trying to teach you. And the minute you see your own lesson, you're then free, and you're free forever. And that freedom that comes in through the third eye, because consciousness has now displaced that original thinking that was in the back of your head that came from your history.
Got it. Okay, yeah. So now that leads to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what I focus on, and it's even part of my, you know, my tagline with Your Best Mind is using the science behind the psychology to train your brain for greater success in business and in life.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would ask at this point, is the Dalian method scientific?
Yes,
and
it absolutely
is. Okay, and if so, is it difficult to use? Is it a very complex, mm-hmm. difficult to master method?
No, that's the bizarrest thing about the Dalian method, because it's been created by a mystic. So with her understanding of our human psychology, she actually created a very simple method. The beauty of this simple method is that it is scientific, because it works at the DNA level. And so these imprints that have the history behind why we react the way that we do are actually in our epigenetic code. And so what Mada did with the Dalian method is that she takes us into the epigenetic code of our DNA, and that is where the switch is turned off. And because it's switched off at that level, that's why the changes that arise are permanent. But all of which she's done in a form where we can access this ourselves. So, for example, her technique was created into, she was working with this method since 1997, personally with people. But in 2014, we launched the self-healing version of it. And since that date, we're now able to teach people how to use this method on their own at home, not just adults. We also are teaching teenagers, and we're also teaching children from 5 years old upwards. And that's, I'm deliberately emphasizing that for you to get an understanding as to how simple the method is, because it can be taught to five-year-olds. And the beauty is their changes arise that much faster and sooner in their lives, so they don't have to pick up the patterns that their parents are actually now teaching them in their home inadvertently.
Yeah, that's awesome. We had on a gentleman, oh, I think it was in somewhere in the first year that I did the program, so it was a while back, but we were talking about that, you know, the gateway to the brain, the wiring in the brain starts to close when you hit puberty, you know, when you're after you're 10. So if you can get and really do significant building or significant work at a younger age before those subconscious patterns are like implanted and those voices are like recorded in the brain, you can do a lot of good. So that's very interesting, but it's simple enough for a five-year-old to use is what you're saying. So it's not a difficult program to work
through. It's not a difficult process, and it's all calculated very scientifically. It's got certain timings in it. There's a certain length to it. The children's version is a much, much shorter version. The adult's version is longer. But the point is, it's the same points that it's taking you through in the body, and it's the same simplicity that's being used. But within that simplicity is absolutely extraordinary, profound changes that arise for human beings that are life-changing, and you don't have to put constant effort into the same thing. So if I've dealt with something, I'm going to just give you an example. If I've dealt with an example, say, where somebody's been insincere around me in my life, and that's what triggered me, once I've dealt with the issues around insincerity, what happens is it never has to be dealt with again, and somebody else could come in into my life and act in exactly the same way as what triggered me in the first place, but I won't be touched and I won't be triggered and nothing will move inside me, because it just stays. Once you've seen the lesson behind the experience, then that's it. You've seen it. You never need to go back to it again. You may find that you're getting triggered by something new, because as human beings, we're always learning more and more as time goes on. But even though you're learning something you're addressing something new, the same technique is going to help to unwind you from that.
Got it. Very interesting. All right, we are going to go out to our last commercial break of the hour, but I really encourage everyone, please, please, please be sure to join us after the break, because this is when all the good stuff happens. You're going to hear what Kendi has complimentary for you folks.
Her thorough understanding of brain chemistry,
yeah, more about
Anderson provides you with tools and
so join
processes
us after the
that
break.
Will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hey everyone, it is yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I want to talk to you about something that is very, very near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science. And this is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, taking this life-changing message to the world, as you can imagine, is quite a large undertaking. And that is why we have created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over two decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by me, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am the owner, founder, and CEO, and I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you want to find out more about this and you are up for the challenge to help me take this message to the world, please contact me at info@yourbestmindonline.com, and we'll talk some more about changing the world one brain at a time. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here on the EWN Radio Network. I am very excited to be coming back to you here and talking. We have had a great program interviewing Kendi Gill here and her amazing experience and knowledge and information about the Dillion Method. And I'm sure that you want to find out more. So, you have some great things that you are going that you are actually offering to our listeners. You have free complimentary downloads on your website, Kendi, as well as a complimentary consultation. So talk to us a little bit about what you have for us.
Okay, so we've got two angles that I sort of basically assist people with. One is home life, because I sort of emphasize that that's how. You know, I had a very, very, very successful corporate career, but my home life wasn't always flowing as sweetly and as kindly and as nicely as I had hoped for. So one of the downloads is the 5 secrets to having a happy, fulfilling, loving family life. And it talks about the key attributes that are required in helping to transform a family within a home environment. The other download that I have is something called Inward Leadership, and that is for those of my colleagues that are more from the same corporate background as myself. And so having managed 3,000 people as a chief executive, one of the things I've learned subsequently is that a lot more can be done if we can actually help people deal with these invisible beliefs that they have inside their heads, than to just keep giving them new directions and new goals and new targets and not supporting them with what their head psychology is doing. So the inward leadership download is more about how to help teams and high executive, highly pressured people come to a place where they're feeling quite calm, stress-free, and content whilst they're taking on that type of responsibility. So those two downloads are available on my site. And then I also offer a 30-minute chat with anybody that wishes to have more information about their specifics that they're looking at, and to get a better understanding as to what can be done through either the Dillion Method or through any of the active meditations that we use to help support them into some form of transformation. So all of that's available on my site.
Very cool. Very generous. And I oftentimes, a lot of my guests on the program will offer those, the complimentary consultations. And I want to really emphasize the value to my listeners of this time that you are gifting them. When you think about the actual fees that a lot of my these experts in their fields will charge for time. I mean, I read you some of her background, and you're talking to a powerful individual here who managed and ran a huge corporation, took it almost, you know, created a profitability of 2.5 times its value there in business. So she has so much information and so much wisdom to be able to share with you guests. So to be able to spend 30 minutes of her time free of charge, that is really, really quite amazing. So I want everyone to realize the value of this. And if you're going to do the consultations, be prepared. Prepared with your questions ahead of time so that you make the best of that 30 minutes. And you will be able to find that and get the complimentary downloads, as well as be able to set up an appointment for that consultation on, if you go directly to her site. And her site is Kindi Gill. So it's KindiGill. Did I do that right? KindiGill.com. That's her main site. Okay. And you can send her an email if you would like at info@kindigill.com. And I have on the site page for the Brain Lady Speaks radio show for today's show, as normal, I always have those, the links. So you can go directly from the Brain Lady Speaks show, directly from that show site, right directly to email her or to go to her site and check her out. And I do suggest to the listeners, go to Kindi's site, go to KindiGill.com, because you can go to that about page. Go to the about page and you will see why I was struggling with trying to capsulize a bio in a few minutes, because she has so much wisdom there, and there's so much there that you can read through. And I'm sure once you read through, you're going to be able to see the benefit of working with her, as well as you'll get to read some of the, you know, you're thinking, well, maybe I don't know. Read some of the testimonials there on her page, which are quite impressive. So you'll get to know her before you even talk to her. So I encourage you to go to her site. She has a wealth of information there, as well as those complimentary downloads. You can also connect with Kindi on her, Kindi, I'm sorry, I'm merging your first and last name, with Kindi on Facebook. You have a Facebook, is that a group or is it just your business page there?
It's Spark Expansion. So it's called Spark Expansion, Leadership and Empowerment, Family Transformation.
Okay, and that's your business page on Facebook, correct?
That's right. I don't know that this link actually worked when I tried yesterday, so I might send you something afterwards just in case it's not up to date.
Oh, okay. You know what I had to do? I have this you might – let me see if I'm going to real quick here. I'm going to copy and paste, see if that works. I have a limited amount of space for my description in these programs. So what I did Okay, so copy and pasting for the listeners. Copy and pasting works. It's not a hot link. So in other words, you can't just click directly on it. But if you copy and paste on it, what I say, you can connect with her on her Facebook. If you copy and paste that shortened, it's a Google shortened web, what do you call it? URL. It's a shortened URL. Yeah. And you can copy and paste that, and that'll take you directly to her page there, because the actual Facebook description is pretty long. All right, Kindi, this has been amazing. You have shared with us your wisdom, and I value that, and I value your time, and I thank you so much for sharing that with my listeners today and for being on the program. It's what you're doing is just fascinating, and I'm sure you're changing lives in a very positive way. So now that we've learned how positivity can be negative for you, because you have not gone down and found out exactly what that negative feels feeling is trying to teach you or trying to get you to move out of the way. So thank you very much, Kindi, for being on the program today and calling in all the way from Canada.
My pleasure.
I appreciate your time. All right. All right. Yeah. So everyone, thank you so much, Kindi. Any final thoughts you want to share with the listeners?
The only final thought would be that even though some of this might sound complicated, everything that I've ever done has been at a very, very practical level with the simplistic of things that have been bothering us, right? So it could be as simple as your child doesn't want to go to school because she doesn't like reading. And that's an example from my own life with my youngest child. And a simple day-to-day occurrence like that, that we might ordinarily think, oh, that's just life, hidden behind that is a fear that is waiting to be addressed inside your child. And once that fear gets unlocked, it's amazing how much joy you're going to put back into that child's world. So in my case, with my youngest daughter, the desire not to go to school because of not being able to read was actually driven by a fear of time, would you believe? Because everything at school is driven by the clock. And the minute the fear of time had been removed out of her body, it was like a new child went into school, and now she's sort of scoring 90%+ on all her exams and things. And none of that would have arisen, and none of that success would have happened for her if I had just ignored the fact that, oh, it's just a typical child that doesn't like to go to school because she doesn't want to read. Like, it's not that simple. These little clues that we get in our home lives are where the gems of transformation are waiting to happen.
Oh, that's awesome. That's their brain trying to tell us something, right?
That's right. Very, very awesome. Simple point.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us, Kindi, and thank you very much for being on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show today.
Thank you for inviting me, Julie. It was fun being here.
Absolutely. All right. And we look forward to connecting with you more in the future. Well, for those of you who are listening today, I really encourage you to reach out to Kindi. I think she has an amazing offering. Like I said, it's always really stop and think about the value of just spending 30 minutes with someone who has this kind of this type of experience and background. It's an amazing gift. So take advantage of that. Click over onto her site and contact. And if anything, follow her. You know, follow her on a page. You'll get to know more about her when you do so. All right. Well, this is just about to the end of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And I always like to remind people at this point in time, if you like what you hear, if you have information or ideas or thoughts that you want to share with me on the brain about the show, about the program, please shoot me an email. Send me an email and let me know. Give me your feedback and your wisdom, because I would love to connect with you more. If you have read a book, or maybe you went and you listened to someone speak, or you heard someone speak on the radio, on a different radio show, or on television or whatnot, and you think, oh, this is exactly the type of thing that Julie goes over. This would be right up Julie's alley. Please send me an email. Let me know. Give me information on what it is that you, or what you found interesting, and I'll try to incorporate it into the program in the future. I always like having intriguing topics, anything to do with the brain. You know me, I am just a self-proclaimed brain addict. Love reading, constantly reading new information, new white papers, new research that's being done by the experts in the field of neuropsychology, psychology, and neurology. Lots of fascinating information. So shoot me an email. If you want more information about the Brain Personality Connection and the Brain Personality Connection Assessment, this has been compared to Myers-Briggs on steroids by one of the gals who I talked to, or who I did an assessment, and she attended my live two-day mind-blowing life-transforming event. If you want more information about it and how you can apply this science behind the psychology in truly, truly understanding what makes you tick and what is the driving force behind the wiring in your brain, and how then can you maximize that in your life, in your business, and in your relationships, please check out the information on the assessment on the yourbestmindonline.com page website. Or again, shoot me an email, info@yourbestmindonline.com, or you can send it to info@brainladyspeaker.com. Either way, I will get the message and I will reach out and talk to you. We want to share this information and get it out to the world about how to improve your life, your business, and your relationships. If you're interested in any of the information or products and services that I have, you can go to that website, yourbestmindonline.com. If you are a meeting planner, if you bring in speakers to speak for your groups or for your company, go to brainladyspeaker.com, and that will have a lot of my speaking information on it. And then we'll talk. We'll connect. I also want for you to connect with me on all the social media sites. Please connect with me on Facebook. It is Purple Brain Lady is my brain, is where I present a lot of my information myself. And then my business page is Your Best Mind Online. I try to do brain. If you like brain games, I try to post brain games on there on a weekly basis, although I've been quite busy lately, and I have to admit I have not been as good as I should. But there's lots of fun brain games that I post on there, fun brain facts that are interesting. You can also download the Your Best Mind app for your iPhone or your Galaxy tablets or Galaxy-based phones. So just go to your stores and download the Your Best Mind. It is free. Every Monday you will get positive thought sent to you, and every Friday you will get a fun brain fact. You'll also be in the know and get special updates when anything incredible is coming up in the Your Best Mind universe. So do that and stay connected with me there. I am at Brain Lady on Twitter and Julie Brain Lady on LinkedIn. And of course, as always, follow the show for future shows at the BrainLadySpeaks.com or BrainLadySpeaksRadioShow.com. With that, I am going to let you to this amazing day. Go out and just smile, enjoy every moment. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
This is the EWN Radio Network.